Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is, as mentioned a minute ago, the AWS Morning Brief for those of us with short attention spans. This episode is sponsored in part by Trend Micro Cloud One. It's a security services platform for organizations building in the cloud. It's also an automated, flexible, all-in-one solution to protect workflows and containers with cloud-native security. But to you, it's more time to focus on what you aspirationally do best, building great applications. Learn more at snark.cloud/trendmicro. That's snark.cloud/trendmicro. And now let's see what tomfoolery our friends at AWS have gotten into this time. Amazon Connect now supports Kevin, Polly's latest text-to-speech voice. While apparently explicitly refusing to support any employees named Kevin, who now instead get to suffer a barrage of tired, overdone jokes, because Kevins can now join Alexas in commiserating at the bar. Amazon EMR now supports managed scaling, automatically resizing clusters to lower cost. While it's great to scale down EMR clusters when you're not using them, finally, let's get very real here. If you care about cost, you're probably not being super well served by running EMR at all in 2020, but it's hard to get off. So take a look at managed scaling for EMR. It's not the worst thing in the world. Amazon KeySpaces now enables you to back up your table data continuously by using point-in-time recovery. They're very keen to insist that Amazon KeySpaces is not DynamoDB. Now, point-in-time recovery works exactly like it does on top of DynamoDB, so we can all draw our own conclusions here. Amplify CLI adds support for Lambda layers to easily share code and assets across Lambda functions. Lambda releases a capability, 50 other service teams scramble to address that capability, each in their own bespoke ways, and the dance continues. AWS announces the Migration Acceleration Program for Storage. We'll pay you to migrate your data into AWS is the takeaway here. It's not quite clear to me how this differs from the existing Migration Acceleration Program, so if you work on that team, please get in touch. You should know by now where to find me. Now, to get this to work, you're going to have to jump through a bunch of hoops as a SOP to the APN partner members, but ultimately it does make getting into AWS way easier. Getting out is going to remain left as an exercise for the customer. AWS Firewall Manager launches managed rules to audit VPC security groups. I continue to refuse to accept that AWS Firewall Manager isn't someone's job title, and this release is just a snippet from the work log of what they were up to last week. AWS Marketplace AMIs now supported with spot instances in the EC2 launch instance wizard. Good for customers, bad for marketplace vendors, who now will have no earthly idea how much they're going to make in a given hour based upon the question of will those spot requests be fulfilled or not. It's ambiguous. Now, for wizards of a different sort, have you heard about Chaos Search, the fully managed log analytics platform that leverages your Amazon S3 as a data store? According to the CTO at Armor, a global cybersecurity company with more than 1,000 customers in 42 countries, Chaos Search is a critical piece of our infrastructure for processing tens of terabytes per day of our customers' log data. And at HubSpot, the engineering lead said that we're able to process and analyze tens of terabytes a day of Cloudflare log data to identify and fend off DDoS attacks on behalf of our customers at a fraction of the cost of our previous self-hosted Elk stack. So, take it from me, or take it from them, either way, take a look at Chaos Search today at chaossearch.io. AWS Marketplace now offers integrated third-party software solutions for AWS Control Tower. These solutions help solve infrastructure and operational use cases, which is what Control Tower was supposed to do in the first place, except for the part where it didn't. Docker and AWS collaborate to help deploy applications to Amazon ECS on AWS Fargate. Yoga requires flexibility. Writing this entire release without ever mentioning the word Kubernetes requires far more flexibility. Easily manage your content policies for AI services with AWS organizations. You can now globally opt out of AWS's AI services from using your data to improve those services. Oh, you didn't know that they were doing that? And your auditors didn't know that either? And that data then wasn't restricted to the regions you thought it was? Huh, sounds like you're about to have a super bad week, if so. AWS IoT Sitewise is now generally available. This blog post skips over the most important part, and that is seeing Bill Vass's dog in the linked video. There need to be many more puppies in AWS release announcements, please. Additionally, it's sort of cool for being able to instrument an entire factory with IoT Sitewise, but unfortunately, I don't have a factory to test it out on myself yet. Just a snark factory. This was also the best possible way to launch this feature as well. The alternative would have been Jeff Barr writing a blog post that started with something like, I wanted to demonstrate Sitewise to you, so Amazon acquired an entire manufacturing plant for me to instrument. New Create Amazon RDS DB instances on AWS Outposts. That's a big deal. You can now run RDS on-prem. But more to the point, that means you can now subject your RDS databases to your crappy data center's power fluctuations. Create snapshots from any block storage using EBS Direct APIs. That means any block storage, including your laptop. This might put a pile of on-premises backup providers out of business. Granted, you're going to need to write some code that speaks to EBS, but suddenly being able to back up anything on-prem to AWS regions? That's no small thing. Introducing AWS Copilot for containers as an open source project. It's never been easier to crash your Docker containers into the side of the AWS mountain. In the opposite of the firecracker naming decision, you'll now get yelled at if you don't put the word AWS in front of Copilot. Deploy a dashboard for AWS WAF with minimal effort. This is a gorgeous dashboard that displays relevant information, and the effort actually is minimal, and its beauty stems from using Kibana instead of QuickSight, or, to be frank, any of AWS's visualization tools. How to use G Suite as an external identity provider for AWS SSO. This is a half step away from just declaring InfoSec bankruptcy and running Google Ads inside your company's AWS console. And lastly, identify, arrange, and manage secrets easily using enhanced search in AWS Secrets Manager. And for once, I'm not going to be snarky on this one, because this is a rarity. It's a blog post that has a distinct personality. It walks you through not just how to do something, but why you'd want to do it. And it does this in a really engaging way. I can only assume that this was slipped out in the night when someone's back was turned. More posts like this, please. And that's what happened last week in AWS. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Whereas if you've hated it, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and use my Google AdWords tracking code when you install ads in your AWS console.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.